Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
5:17 our time here at WGIL. I'm Suri Cavanaugh for the evening news. And with me in the studios tonight, we're going to talk with representatives from the Knox County 4-H livestock judging teams and a couple of the seniors on the team, also a junior member, Case Hennepin, plus Coach Bill Hennepin and Blake Hennepin and Easton Beard are also going to be with us here. They're part of the senior judging team. Anyway, they were in Champaign in June and will advance to compete in Denver in January. So good evening and welcome to the program. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Bill, I know you're a coach. You've been coaching livestock judging for about 4 years, I think you told me just before we went on the air. But you've probably been judging since you were a senior or in high school, right?
Officially, I've been coaching for 4 or 5 years here, but it seems like you kind of, it's one of those things you do your whole life. Mm-hmm. You know, you start as a young kid and you always do it. So. Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about what livestock judging means. In other words, what are the teams learning? What are the individual 4-H members learning to do that then they're competing in?
Sure. Well, actually, I look at livestock judging, and there's a lot of life skills that actually are part of livestock judging. And basically, a contest is set up where there's groups of animals, usually 4-head, and the kids move around to these groups, and the species are usually beef cattle, swine, sheep, and goats. And as the kids move around these classes, they have about 10 minutes to evaluate the 4 animals, place them in the order in which they would like them best to worst. And then at the end of the day, there's an official set of placings, and the kids are basically scored points on how well they were to the official placings. The older kids then have an opportunity, what we call the reasons division, and that's what the second place team has done. Once you've evaluated these classes, then you go in front of judges and you give an oral set of reasons. And a lot like your job. How well can you remember what those animals look like, talk about them, and explain why you place them based on the animal's characteristics? So you've got to have some speaking skills, some thought process, make up your mind, stick with your decision, and explain why. And so it's a lot of life skills that livestock judging is teaching these kids.
Blake, can you take notes into that oral exam or the oral questions that they ask you?
Well, you take your notes before when you're judging the classes, and then you got it's about a half hour to study the notes and then remember them, and then you put them away when you go in and give the set. So not necessarily supposed to look at them when you're in there, though.
Mm-hmm. So you're really top of mind have to be, and you have to know what you looked at when you looked at the animals. And Case, how hard is this? Because I would think that they're probably bringing in stock that's in really good shape or has some tendencies that, you know, so you can distinguish between the animals, or maybe it isn't that easy.
It is not very easy. It takes a lot of practice, a lot of hard work, going to whole team practices at some of our members' facilities where we practice on our own animals. So, I mean, it's a lot of hard work that puts into it to get better at this.
If you're looking at beef cattle, Blake, what are you looking for in that animal?
Well, it differs. When you're judging breeding stock, then you want that deep-bodied, really sound-made kind of heifer that'll move for you, that'll make a good cow and be able to raise calves. And then if you're looking at bulls, you want to have the growth and all that kind of stuff. And then we'll judge a class of steers, and that's just really muscle and stoutness and power and just really who can muscle up and be the best, really.
But you have to be able to distinguish, right?
Right. That's the big part of being able to know the difference between what you need.
And then what do you judge sheep and goats?
Yeah,
too?
And then hogs.
Hogs. That's difficult too.
I think. Hogs. Hogs is really difficult because they're always changing. The hog industry, it seems like they want different things at different times. And there again, there's breeding stock and then there's market stock. In the breeding, you want to sound and be able to raise the piglets and then market. You, as long as they've got muscle and meat on them, that's what they're for.
Yeah, I'm just amazed at what you find out. And one time I was at one of those celebrity, you know, judging things for 4-H. I couldn't believe what the 4-H kids knew about their animals. I'm like, wow, you really, because we had to learn it so we could tell the judge back what we'd learned that day. So. Case, tell me about the junior division. How did you do in Champaign, and what were your teams judging?
In the junior division, which is the 8 to 14-year-olds, we do not have the reasons division. We just have questions, which is where you take notes as well. And then when the day gets over, they ask usually 10 questions on a class, 3 sets of 10 questions. And for every question right, you get like three points to go on to your total score. And our team was 3rd at state in the junior division. I was 13th. We had members, most of our members were from that 10 to 20th spot in the state.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Out of how many, would you say, 4-H'ers that were competing?
About 100.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then, Blake, tell us about the senior team.
Well, the senior team, we took 2nd overall in the state. And then individually, I was 7th. And then Brandon Colpe was 12th. And then Mason Flack was 22nd. So we all really had a pretty good day.
Yeah, I'll say. What was it that allows you now to go to Denver?
The top 5 teams in the state will each team gets to go to a different place, and like the winning team gets to go to Kansas City, and the usually 2nd and 3rd place get to pick where they want to go to. And our goal from the beginning was that we wanted to go to Denver, and then so when we took 2nd, we knew that means we got to go to Denver. Our mission was accomplished. It was
right.
Awesome.
So what made Denver special? Why was it your pick?
Well, Denver was our pick because there's been a couple of us that have been out to Denver to the actual National Western Stock Show. So we all wanted to go again because that's where we get to see some of the stud bulls that we like to use on our own calves that we breed.
At home, you mean?
Yeah.
On your own farm?
Yep.
Wow.
The National Western Stock Show in Denver is kind of the Super Bowl of all cattle shows.
Okay.
And some might argue that there might be other shows, but the timing of the show in Denver is the wintertime, and not that when you have beef, it is a year-round project. But it's that time of year is kind of a little more time to be able to go out there and enjoy it. Now, obviously, this year, by taking a team of boys out there, we're actually going to make some stops going out. The plan is to maybe make a stop at Iowa State University, make a campus visit, work out with their teammates. Mason and Blake have both been to Iowa State and worked out with their team. So our goal is to make a couple stops. We're going to stop at one of the stud farms for the that houses a lot of the bulls that are being used in the industry, Nichols. And then also we're looking to find another campus visit to just see what their campus is like. There's a lot of good livestock judging teams and universities here in the Midwest. And so we're gonna work out as we go. And then when we get there, the team that has been from Illinois in the past has had some success. And I think that with the opportunities that our boys have had, that when we get to Denver, we'll be well-prepared, and it'll be real exciting to represent Knox County Agriculture.
Yeah. We're talking with Coach Bill Hennefant, one of 3 coaches, I think, that helped the 4-H teams, and also Blake and Case Hennefant are here, and we hope to talk a few minutes with the Easton Baird when he arrives here. Did you say it was his birthday today?
Yeah, today's his birthday.
Oh, you're making him go live, huh?
Yeah.
Well, how have things changed, would you say, Blake, and or even Bill, in just over the course of time and in this type of judging from, like, say, when you were Blake's age and you're judging and now? Has technology done any, or feed?
Yeah. I mean, animals have evolved just like, humans. We've evolved over the last 25 years, and certainly the animal industry, when we look at feed cost and those kinds of things, the animal industry has to keep up and has to, maintain profitability. And so the animals have changed over the years, and the breeding stock that's being used within all of it has to be productive animals that are, really going to go out and make money for the producers. And so we see these animals come to the contest. And so we just tweak our eyes as we go all the way through but as far as technology, that's one of the greatest things maybe about agriculture is, in some regards, technology has come a long ways. But when you really look at the bottom line of raising livestock and being profitable, that still stays pretty basic.
I was going to say, you're still in the barn. There's still an animal. You still got to feed them,
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So,
they talk, there's been some talk, I think, in stories I've seen talking about, prices on beef being up. To what do you attribute that?
Well, basically the entire breeding stock herd in the United States is at an all-time low.
That's what I thought I heard.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that attribute to that, and basically it's Mother Nature that's dictated that, either the droughts or tough winters. It just, as the average age of the rancher and farmer get older, livestock's 365 days a year. There's no vacation, there's no holidays, and certainly it takes a good group of employees and a good staff to manage livestock year round, and so that there's a lot of work in livestock, and mm-hmm. so when you look at the returns over the years, the beef industry really struggled, and to keep those numbers up, and even today the prices are so high, it's hard to put the heifers back in the herd to grow that cow herd, and so you know, the beef prices are very strong, and it's simply supply and demand. And so we're going to see that. You don't fix the beef industry overnight. It'll take several years to build a herd back.
Yeah, like anything else, it's going to take a little bit of time. But yes. Nice to know why, because we see that as consumers sure. when we're in the, you know, the grocery store. Okay, what's the difference here? Yep. Why is it like it is? We want to welcome to our studios tonight Easton Baird, right? And a happy birthday, by the way. I don't know if these guys are going to sing to you or not. But thanks for coming in and joining us here tonight. Easton, tell us a little bit about your experience, too. I think you're a member of the senior team, right?
Yeah, I am.
And I was talking to Case and Blake about the difficulties with livestock judging. Why did you get to, why and how did you get into it?
Well, Bill brought me into it. He called my dad one day, and then we were probably 8 years old, and he goes, "Hey, let's get in this livestock judging deal." And then, so that's how we got into it with Blake.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about it?
Meeting the people and progressing with my public speaking skills. And I hope to have my own herd one day, and I hope this will help that out a lot.
Yeah, do all of you hope to have a herd?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well, there we go. That might get my prices of hamburger down, right?
Most of the kids involved with our team do mm-hmm. have their own livestock 4-H projects yeah. and they're all involved in, you know, and they some of them have goats, some of them have hogs, some of them sheep, some cattle, but they're all the kids involved are very passionate about their own yeah. herd, and that's what makes them, you know, attracted to livestock.
Easton, tell us a little bit more about the champagne competition and your team. You fared fairly well altogether. What did you like about that?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Okay. Was it difficult? I mean, was it stressful?
It was pretty difficult. The reasons was probably the hardest part. I haven't gave a set of reasons in forever, so it was... It was hard for me to just come back to it a little bit.
And the reasons are that's that oral portion of where yeah. you got to tell everybody why you judged, how you judged,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Who provides these animals? I mean, who provides those four-head of livestock?
When we were at the state competition in Champaign, all the livestock that was used is University of Illinois Farms livestock that the university owns. We'll travel to 8 to 10 contests throughout the spring and summer, either up to Blackhawk or down to Western Illinois or even some of the local FFAs, Illinois Central College. And that livestock is kind of taken from the different farms around the area. They'll go out and they'll find, you know, groups of animals, mm-hmm. local farmers or whatever, and bring them in. And we've seen, like you said, some very, very high quality livestock at different places. One of the heifer classes at Blackhawk a few years ago had been through an auction, and the four of them had brought over 100,000 at auction. So that's extremely high quality mm-hmm. animals. So you got to really look pretty sharp to find the differences between some high-dollar animals at that level.
Well, and I would think sometimes that could be so subtle that you'd really have to have a keen eye and really be trained, and that's going to take a few years probably of doing this over and over again. Blake, did you show at the 4-H fair?
Yeah, Monday when we showed, and we had a pretty good day, really.
Yeah, how'd you place?
Well, my Angus heifer, she won her class, and then my crossbred heifer took second, and then my steer took third in his class.
Great, so you're headed to state?
Yeah, actually, we'll have the county fair coming up Friday, Saturday, and then after that, we'll head for state fair. Okay. Yep.
Case, how about you?
Yeah, I also showed my steer, my crossbred steer, won his class. My crossbred heifer stood second in her class, so pretty good day.
Yeah, and Easton, were you showing out at the fair too?
Yeah, I showed my Angus heifers, and I got champion Angus heifer, and then my little brother got reserve champion Angus heifer, and I got first place with my junior Angus heifers, and then with my steer, I won my class.
Awesome. Yep. Yeah, so everybody's going well, you'll stick around for the Knox County Fair here, and then head to state.
Yep.
And then everybody excited about Denver, I take it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I don't think I need to ask anything else there.
No, there's some coaches pretty excited, too.
Well, it's really an honor, and I'm happy to have you here tonight. And probably one of the coolest 4-H fairs in a few years, would you say?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the middle of July.
Yeah.
Really unusual. We want to wish... I'm not going to sing, but we want to wish Easton a terrific birthday today. Thanks for joining us. And Case and Blake, thanks for being here. Bill, thanks for coaching these guys, and it's paying off here.
It's paying off. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you all, and good luck in Denver. I can't wait to hear the results in the winter. So appreciate you joining us here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.